WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right. Hey, everyone. This is Alicia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO. It's Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Indie Trash. Thanks so much for tuning in. Gonzalo should be here in a couple of minutes. He just ran the Cambridge Half Marathon, so he is so brave for coming to the show today. That definitely would not be me, but also I would definitely not run a half marathon. He's braver than all of us. All right, so I think we're going to start out the hour with a song by Alice Phoebe Lou. Here is Lovesick.
For loving you, even if I have to hold this love alone until it passes through. I keep thinking about all of the work I had to do, but
welcome back. That one was I Would Let You by Luna Lai. And then before that, actually, that's what we started the hour with. Never mind. We had Alice Phoebe Liu with her song Lovesick, another classic. Up next, I'm going to play a newer song. Well, it's not exactly super new, but it's off a new record. This is Laura Marling's new record called Patterns in Repeat. She's such a fantastic singer, and I definitely play a lot of her stuff on air. But the song called Patterns was released as a single a little bit earlier on, but it's still one of my favorites off the album. So here we are with Patterns by Laura Marling. Enjoy.
Zina, you're squared your toes, but your family nose hangs around. You're still a ballerina, everybody knows.
like to see you sleep, waiting and hoping for your return. But not only just the return, also the arrival of the unknown, of the untouched, of the unfelt. You see, we're left here with empty pages and a pen on the floor, wondering, asking ourselves for more. I also buried the witness, I am also a pen.
All right, welcome back. That one is such a fun song. It's by Sparkle Mommy. It's called Foss. And then before that, we had Patterns by Laura Marling. Such a beautiful song that one is. The whole album really is just so beautiful. I was listening to it on repeat over and over and over again. The kind of album that you can really get lost in, which I've been appreciating a lot right now. Next one, we're going to do another favorite of mine. This one's called Planes by Olive Jones. It feels like, I don't know, I'm being transported to like a coffee shop doing my homework, and it smells like intensely like coffee, and I'm eating a really good scone. It's a very specific feeling, and I hope you understand what I'm talking about once I play this song. So here we have Planes by Olive Jones.
1, 2.
I can't stand the planes flying overhead. Now they've gone away, spending lazy Sunday mornings just lying in my bed with the birds singing louder.
wanna go back. I don't wanna go back. I just wanna go
All right, welcome back. I hope you guys picked up on the very specific vibe that I was setting up earlier. But now our beloved Gonzalo is back in the studio. Let me turn your mic on. There we go.
Hey. What's up, everybody?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling a little tired, but I feel like I really shouldn't be complaining
because.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you've been up to?
So today's my big day.
The big day.
Tussman's Rowing is having a pickleball tournament. The big thing, I ran a half marathon this morning, which was great. I was really, I'm really tired. I have my Theragun with me, and it's out of battery, which is maybe the most devastating. So I brought my charger, and I'm going to charge it in the studio while we play music.
Oh, yeah. But
I ran a half marathon today. I ran the Cambridge half with a few of my housemates and a bunch of people from Tufts, actually.
Yeah.
There was a big chunk of us who ran. I ran 1:55:39.
Wow.
Which was my goal. I wanted to run sub 2 hours. Mile 12, saw demons.
Okay.
For sure, saw so many demons. A war was fought miles 11 to 12. But it was such a nice day. It was cold.
Yeah.
It was a really cold, nice mm-hmm. day. And we just ran down and up the Charles.
That's
so
awesome.
It was really nice. We started up in the basin, a little ways past the head of the Charles finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ran the course. And then we ran the course back.
You did the warm-up lane and then the race course? Lane
and then the race course. And the last 3 miles of it is just a straight shot next to the Charles, straight. But it starts with this. It doesn't start with it, but the worst, the moment that broke me for the last 3 miles was we're going up this bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of the bridge is 11 miles in.
Okay.
So I'm fighting wars already.
Yeah.
And it's just this a steeper than you'd like uphill up this bridge. And oh my God, it was so much.
No.
But it was great. I had a really great time. I ran the first 4 miles with my housemate Natalie, who's a way better runner than I am.
And she really likes to run.
She really likes to run. She ran 1:45 this morning.
Whoa.
Yeah, she really did a fantastic job.
Because she was abroad last fall, and I remember she would just go on run after run after run. I would see it on her mm-hmm. Strava, and then she also was super into running over the summer. Once again, I'm seeing it on her Strava, and she's like, oh, chill, steady state run at, a 7-minute mm-hmm, mile pace.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's, wow. That's so impressive.
So I ran the first four and a half miles with her, and, 4.5 miles in, she, looked behind her, and I was, right behind her, so she, mm-hmm. Looked to her left, didn't really see me, and then, ran to catch up with one of our other friends, and mm-hmm. I did not stop her, because I was that girl needs to run way faster than I'm about to be going. I was my first, 4 miles were, really, some of the most stellar running I've ever done, mm-hmm. And then I crashed. I crashed out. It was great. But I truly would recommend, if you're have any interest in running or have run in the past, it's quite a fun challenge. And would recommend to anybody. Right now you can pay me enough money to walk, right? Walking is difficult. And you should train your legs before so that they don't get really, really sore.
Mm.
But it was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, crazy, crazy lit movie. And now I'm playing in the pickleball finals at 4:30 and we ride.
Yeah, good luck to you and is it
Chris.
Chris. Okay, perfect.
Chris.
Awesome. Who are you playing?
We're playing Dom and Owen, who's one of our freshmen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we can't lose.
We're not. You can't lose.
Really can't lose.
Yeah. No, that would be shameful and embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like you as like a captain losing to a freshman.
It would be a really unfortunate.
Yeah, unfortunately, you just get kicked off the team.
That's the rules. That's the rub.
Hey.
Hey.
And you knew that when you signed up for it.
Hey. Yeah. Here we are.
Yeah. All right. Let's do a quick PSA and then we'll.
Oh yeah, let's PSA. Yeah. Do you want a PSA?
I'll PSA. Oh. Ooh, a Ooh. Classic.
Ooh.
Not really a classic, actually. I don't think I've read this one before. So let's hear a little bit about the Tufts Archival Research Center.
Ooh, okay.
So are you interested in Tufts or Medford/Somerville history? Consider taking an adventure to the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're open Monday through Friday by appointment starting at 9 a.m., and their walk-in hours go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tufts Archival Research Center is home to more than 700 unique collections documenting the history of Tufts and several specialized subject areas. This has been a public service announcement from the Tufts Educational and WMFO Medford Radio.
Yay. We're going to the archives soon, yeah?
Yeah, we are. Something that's really cool about the archives is there is so much WMFO's history in there because our operations director, the lovely Charlie Ewald, works there. And Godspeed, has been really on it about like making sure all of our history has been correctly cataloged, and yeah, he does that while he's fixing all of our station stuff, making sure we're up and running.
He's fantastic.
Yeah,
he's so fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Should we do some music? Maybe
let's do some music.
Like,
what have you been playing?
I've been doing like very, very like a chill vibe today. Mm,
I know,
because
like
it's been. It's been quite a week, a weekend.
Quite a week. Mm-hmm.
So this morning I woke up and I was like, oh man, I need to touch grass.
Touch grass.
And I need to listen to Carole King.
Ooh,
and that's what we're about to do. So
yeah.
Here is Bitter with the Sweet by the lovely Carole King. Enjoy.
Ooh, ooh.
Important about being someplace at some time. Whoa, but I don't really mind. 'Cause I could be on Easy Street, and I know that you got to take the bitter with the sweet. I guess it gets to everyone. You think you're not having any fun, and you wonder what you're doing, playing the games you play. Hey. What they say, if you want to feel complete, don't you know that you got to take the bitter with the sweet? A friend of mine once told me, and I know he knows all about feeling down. He said, everything good in life you got to pay for. Escape that love drew for me.
when I met you on the corner of the seasons, out of winter's reach and into summer's early sun, you were the moon, and I was only 17. And now I'm making all these things and constructing all these scenes, and I'm stitching at the seams of the fabric of my dreams, and I'm here in my boat, and I'm rowing up to shore as you sing. Well, I'm ringing all the bells from my lighthouse, dear. Time is just an ocean and you're almost here. One for the mind, two for the soul, three for the body and the heart that knows I'll never, ever let you go. Dispel all this noise, bring back the joy, bring the world awake. Cause if the only hole that we have is a world apart, and it's separate and broken and stained from the start, my heart will remain and take it anyway. Well, I'm ringing all the bells from my lighthouse, dear. Time is just an ocean and you're almost. One for the mind, two for the soul, three for the body and the heart that knows I'll never ever let you go.
need to be so much. Feel so numb when I need somebody, even though it's not funny. Didn't know what it's like to need.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Indie Trash.
Woo.
That one was There's No Other by Felly. And then before that one, we had, what do we have? Lighthouse by Adrian Lenker. And then Bitter with the Sweet by Carole King.
I actually, I've never heard any of those songs. And
what?
I love them. I know. I love them all. They're wow. So great.
Yeah.
Props. That was a good set.
Props. Oh, thanks.
Okay. One quick thing before I let you talk.
Yeah.
My abuelo, my dad's dad, his favorite bit is he goes, un aplauso, and then he claps just once. He goes, un aplauso.
Yeah.
And that's all he'll give you.
Just one.
Just one. Un aplauso.
did you ever say like dos or is it just?
No, it's just un aplauso.
Perfect,
it's un aplauso.
Yeah. Yeah, so while we were playing those songs, Gonzo and I were just talking about our nights.
Yeah.
I was saying that I went to the Molasses Disaster show, which was fantastic. I had never seen them perform before, and I have a lot of good friends in that group, and they were just so amazing. Yeah, and they were just singing hit after hit after hit. They did So American by Olivia Rodrigo.
You're kidding.
Oh yeah. When that song came on, like, because I was with one of my friends, and she, like, knew some of the songs that they normally play because she's a regular.
Yeah.
But then she was like, I heard that they're gonna do So American by Olivia Rodrigo, and it was towards the end of the set. We were like, dang, no So American yet. And then, you know, it's like the classic, and she screams. She's like, and everyone else in the basement looks around. We're dancing. It's like we don't have time to care about what other people think of. I'm dancing. Yeah, and then, they did this cool thing. Like, everyone in the band, like, swapped, like, what they were doing. So, the person on drums, suddenly, like, they're up singing.
Oh,
they,
that's so fun.
Noah did Psycho Killer. It was...
You're kidding.
I'll show you a video after.
Oh, my God.
It was perfect and amazing. But, yeah, one of my favorite songs from the set, Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin.
I love that song.
I was screaming every single word. The friend that I was with did not know this song. Feel so bad for her. What do you mean you don't know Julia Jacklin?
I love that song.
It was a very, very cathartic moment. And I hope that all of you guys can have a cathartic moment while you're listening to it now.
Ooh, yeah.
So here is Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin.
Do-do-do.
get that crazy feeling. I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies man. And you love your loving. Not like you love your I'm
can hear them there buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home
everyone. Welcome back. That one was Angel from Montgomery by Bonnie Raitt. I know we did a cover show a couple weeks ago and that would have been perfect to play on there, but this is just one of my all-time favorites. My mom actually sent it to me earlier today at, what was it, 6:21. She sent this song to my sister and I and was like, oh, love this song. And it feels perfect for the weather today, you know? Very, yeah. It makes me want to like curl up in bed with some nice tea. But yeah, I think up next we're going to do my last song of the hour. I have a couple different songs I want to play. I don't know which one I want to play. This is so difficult. I think we're going to do, Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying, a classic. And then if we have time, we'll do another one at the end. We'll see what happens. Just, you know, bear with me. All right, but this has been Alicia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Then that's Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Indie Trash. I'll see you next week.
Crying never did nobody no good, no how. That's why I don't cry. That's why I don't cry. Sometimes does somebody some good somehow. That's why I'm laughing now. That's why I'm laughing. Did me no good, no how, no how. That's why I can't love you now. That's why I can't love you. Did nobody no good, no how, no how. So why am I lying now? So why am I lying now? So why am I?
time to get ready. 'Cause you used to make too much out of that kind of stuff. And you turn your head around and it kills. 'Cause the dress looks nice on you still, and it always will. I wait a long time just to see you. I'm happy to be catching up. No, we don't have to patch things up, just turn the lights down. Thrill. 'Cause the dress looks